Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Chuck Berry bringing us back. Yeah, that's a classic. One of the classics. Guy Sermon is... the author of Economics Does Not Lie. Geese, I know we gave them your website at city-journal.org. Is there any place else you'd like to send us?
No, look, really, that's the best.
That's the best. city-journal.org. Also, you can find Geese books wherever books are sold. And,
yes.
And when you're looking for the book, though, it's spelled G-U-Y, Guy, as, or Guy, S-O-R-M-A-N, Guy Sermon, or as we say in America, Guy Sermon. Guy, one of the things that you've been tracking a lot lately, and we've talked about this, the China challenge, the China issue in the past, but you've been tracking some of the intellectual property issues between the U.S. and China. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I mean, first of all, I mean, I'm pro-free trade. I think trade is good for all countries,
yep.
And so I'm pro-trade with China. But, you know, what has been recently revealed by a study from the U.S. government is the very negative consequence of China not respecting intellectual property. We know that China steal a lot of patents, imitate copies, and so
yep.
we know that. But for the first time, there is a very serious study, I mean, 800 pages, which I read, which show that by not respecting intellectual property, the United States lose every year 2.3 million jobs. Because, why? Because when your intellectual property is stolen, well, you can't sell to China because they copy your product.
You
and
know,
they sell.
You know, I was talking to a guy who represents a technology company only within the last couple of weeks, and he told me that his company has only sold a certain number of their technology products in China, but there are 10 times as many people using their product in the country.
Yeah,
as they've sold.
That's quite typical.
So think about that. If there's $1 billion potential, let's say, for a company in China a year, they're getting one, you know, like 100 million of that, or 1/10 of that.
Yes,
and that's grand theft, isn't it?
That's grand theft, and it impacts, I mean, the information technology, but it impacts many sectors actually. Because, you know, when China copies a brand and then sells the brand all over the world, it deprives the American company, even Apple, it deprives the American company from part of the market. So this kills more than 2 million jobs in the United States.
Mm.
And my position would say that don't stop trade with China, but the Americans can, you know, exert some more pressure on the Americans.
How would that, what would that look
on
like?
The Chinese.
What would that look like, Guy? What would that pressure look like?
Well, stop selling products or software which are copied in China. I mean, you have the possibility to stop trade in sectors where the rules are not respected.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there is a very strong argument in favor of intellectual property. By stealing intellectual property, China, in a way, is shooting itself in the foot because it prevents their own company to become sophisticated and
right.
to invest in their own reserves.
Well, and those companies are based on theft. They're based on something illegal.
Yeah, and it's short term in a way, you know, because it stopped China from creating its own brands. I mean,
but they're knocking off everything, Guy. I mean, it's not just the high profile things. They're knocking off everything.
Yes. Everything, but two-thirds of what they steal is basically high-tech and the high-tech things, but also many other things. So I think what should be started by the U.S. government is a negotiation with China, saying, well, we'll impose some embargo on the products which do not respect intellectual property,
yep.
and also convince the Chinese that it would be good for them to accept the notion.
Aren't those discussions happening right? Are those discussions happening right now? Or are you saying they're not happening?
They are not happening.
Wow.
They are very superficial. They are not happening.
So we're not really boring down and putting any meat behind any kind of heft behind our.
No,
I did not know that.
From time to time.
Is this an American, a classic American strategy, or is this something that's just been happening with this administration?
Oh, I think it's getting worse with this administration because, you know, when you look at Obama foreign policy, you wonder where is the meat.
Yeah, I see what
you
mean.
In every field.
Very interesting. Guy, thanks for being with us today. Good job today, as always.
Pleasure.
Guy Sermon, ladies and gentlemen. Economics Does Not Lie. That's his book. It's outstanding. I recommend it to you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.